Right, let's kick off straight away with a question from John, who's standing by. Hello, John.
Hi.
You've actually got two questions. Let's have the first one.
Two questions that have been burning holes in my brain, and I figure you guys are the ones to handle it. Well, first, in my bathroom, just to be sure, I've got a spring-driven scales and a counterbalance scales. And I wonder if I went to Mars, which would give the more accurate reading between, you know, the two. And the other is, why do people gape open-mouthed when something really astonishing happens? It's not pain, it's not fear, it's not anger. It's a very special response when people are just sort of stunned and their mouths kind of gape open.
We'll take the first one first. So Mars, basically you're referring to those what we would dub old-fashioned scales, where you stood on this sort of flat plate and then you slid this weight along a horizontal bar until it balanced, and that told you what your weight was. You're saying that would work on Mars equally well on Earth, but a normal scales with the sort of dial on it wouldn't work on Mars. Is that what you're saying?
That would be my guess, but I've never been there,
okay,
so I'm not sure.
Richard?
I've never been there either, and I love, John, that you've got two different types of scale in your bathroom. That's fantastic. I avoid both of them. You've hit on the difference between weight and mass. So a scale in your bathroom, traditional scale in your bathroom, uses a spring. That is measuring a force, which is mass times acceleration, which is the mass times acceleration, which on Earth is gravity. So that measurement would be different on Mars because gravity is less, and even more different on the Moon because, again, gravity is less. If you look at one of the counterbalance ones, though, that does measure mass. So you have you on one side and your masses on the other, so your kilos or pounds if you're American on the other side. That should work equally well both on Earth and on Mars because gravity is affecting both sides of that balance equally.
There you go, John. So bottom line is, because it's a counterbalance system, regardless of what the gravity field is, it's going to attract both sets of mass by the same amount, and therefore it doesn't matter whether the gravity is high or low, it will pull you down as hard as it's pulling the mass that's balancing you down, so it should still work.
When we send an astronaut to Mars, he's got to take a counterbalance weight with him to keep his weight under control.
Or they could just calculate it based on Mars gravity rather than on Earth's gravity. So you just need some scales with a spring. You could have spring scales, but just adapted for Mars gravity with a scale adapted for Mars gravity rather than Earth gravity.
Right.